Welcome to So You Want to Be a Real Estate Agent. Are you evaluating your career in real estate? Feel like you're ready for a fresh start or ready to take your career to the next level? This is your podcast. Welcome back to So You Want to Be a Real Estate Agent. This is Season 6, Discovering Your Superpower. And speaking of superpowers, we're doing kind of a quick episode today, and it is about the 5 ideal traits of a real estate agent, or 5 things that it takes to be a great real estate agent. So we thought this would be kind of a fun topic just to hit on quickly. And we each have some ideas for what it takes. Alicia, what would you say number one is for you?
The first thing I think is to not be a secret agent.
Oh,
that's going to just like, you cannot be a secret agent, meaning you can't be, you can't say that word. I don't want to be too salesy. Well, you are real estate sales. You have to be willing to talk about what you do, what you do and be proud of what you do and stand in your light of this is what I do. And I'm here to serve and help people buy and sell homes, and not be afraid to tell anybody from your past, present, future, past lives, past work, current work, your neighbors. You have to be able to talk about it with confidence and authority. That is a number one telltale sign of an amazing agent.
Okay, so let me ask you this about this particular topic, because I have run into more new agents lately than I can count who are somehow like almost ashamed, it seems, being a real estate agent. For me, when I got into real estate, I got that license. I was as proud as I could possibly be. I told everybody, I wore my little pin around. I was so excited. And for me, being a real estate agent was like an elevated kind of a career in my mind. So I'm like, what is going on with these people that they don't want to be salesy? They have a real estate license. Like, you've got a license to sell, use it. But what's like, there's a mindset issue there, right? That creates incongruency, because when you go out into the world and you are trying to sell real estate, and yet over here, you're trying to hide the fact that you're a real estate agent, that's a misalignment that's never going to lead to success. What do you say to those people?
I say you're not going to be successful unless you can have a conversation about sales, because let me tell you, the last time I checked, your title says sales. So if you have no interest in being sales or salesy, then I would say, give me your license back.
Right.
And I think people feel that way, because you have to remember, anybody that's new, you're saying new agents. This is the agent post COVID. These are agents a lot of times got in because they thought it'd be a fun side hustle. And again, the TV world has done a disservice to our business, showing that we don't really offer anything except for fun and good outfits and heels and
opening a door.
Salacious can't scandal, and never is a contract written. Never is anything negotiated real life. So I think, again, we do a disservice to ourselves, not showing everybody how much work we do behind the scenes to keep transactions seamless, to keep things going on, to be cooperative with things, to handle all the variable conditions, all the things that pop up, and to navigate that with grace and showing amazing client service time and time again, showing up with our clients' best interests, sometimes us losing money in that fact. Now, that is a very tall order. And that's why we think it's honorable, because we know what it takes. A lot of agents came into this business when the water hose was so much of buyers, and all they did was an order taker. They submitted the offer, they got it, everything was waived, and they went to the closing table and they got money. So there is that feeling of they never really earned the skill. They never really had to get through the skill. They never had to have a conversation. They never had to compete. They never had to go through an inspection and explain to a buyer what this meant for them. We're seeing a lot more agents like that.
That's exactly what it is. You're exactly right. Yeah. It's kind of like that easy, what is a good times make weak people. And now we're in a harder time, which is going to make stronger agents, which is good. And to that point, you kind of hit on this a little bit. My thing that I said as maybe a number two here is having a servant heart. So being able to realize that we create value through the service that we provide. I think that's something that is another piece that's completely out of sync with what the agent you just described, like the flashy.
They're doing it. They feel guilty because they're not doing it for the right reasons. And they know that.
Right. Exactly. So you have to be able to come at this. And I always think, and this is one of these things also that can lend to and kind of an easy success point. So if you make being successful really easy for yourself, by making it available to you every day. So maybe success doesn't have to look like I took a listing every single day this week. Mm-hmm. What I always say to myself in the morning is, who can I serve? Who can I serve?
Absolutely. Who can I add value to today?
Yes.
I think we had a sidebar conversation. And so if your skill and your knowledge is not at a level that can add value, then you need to turn that back on you and go, oh, that might be why I feel like I'm a secret agent. So that lends right into where I think quality two is someone that has their skills tight and they're always learning to make their skills better and better and better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So that's two. So we had servant heart mm-hmm. and we had don't be a secret agent. What do you think the third one is?
Consistency.
Consistency.
Day in and day out, whether you're getting the results or not, making your calls, doing the follow-up, checking in, adding value, learning, showing up every day with a great attitude.
Yeah.
Because that's when the opportunity shows up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. This was just making me think of, okay, so the total side note for a second, but this morning in our little mastermind group that we're part of, so one of our mastermind group members just puts in there like this hyped up, like she was like, it's Thursday. And then puts in this like hyped up Pitbull song, which is get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Know
yeah.
It, then you know it. And everyone's like, question mark, why? And she's like, because it's Thursday. And I'm like, yeah. The energy was so contagious. I like put the whole screen full of fire and stuff. It was so fun. And it made me like, just get out of bed and be like, yes, it's Thursday. Let's kill it. It's, you know, just.
It was perfect not? Because, and you know, it's about like having your hype person.
Yeah.
You know, ready for you.
Yes.
It's so great. It's so
yeah.
great.
Yes. It was. Yeah. But yeah, exactly. Get out of bed with that smile on your face. Get ready to take the day and do it with consistency. Consistency is key. It can't be like you have one great day where you put everything in. It's like you run the marathon and then you're dead for a week because mm-hmm. you put so much into that one activity. Make sure that you're carving out time. And Alicia, this is something that is a superpower of yours and a specialty I know, which is time blocking. And we'll hit on this in a future episode, but time blocking and time management is part of creating consistency. So we're here to help with that as well. Okay. My next one, which was a fourth one, was now I can't read what I wrote. Oh, you actually said this one was just being a humble student, someone who is always in learning and growth mode. Why do we think that's important?
I think the worst thing you can ever say is I know.
Hmm.
And that's something that teenagers say a lot. You know, when you're like, don't do, I know, mom.
I know. Yeah.
I know before you can even know, you don't yes. know.
Right. You don't even know what I was going to say.
You're 15.
Right.
So don't ever walk into a situation going, you know.
Right.
Always walk into the room saying, what can I learn from these people? What can I learn from the new age? I learn more from my core coaching clients. Core is at the basic level. Sometimes walking in as a new agent and from their lens and their perspective.
Yeah.
Than I do agents that have been doing it for 30 years.
100%, 100%. And I think too, being that kind of speaks to being in curiosity all the time. When we stay in curiosity, mm-hmm. we're able to serve people in a totally different way. And the gifts that we get because yes. we didn't presume, because we yep. went in with an open heart and an open mind
yes.
are countless. I mean, it's
you're so much more classier because I think about the word assume and what it spells out.
Yes.
You make a ass out of you and me. And when yes. someone said that, I was like, oh my God, that is exactly what happens. Don't it's make exactly assumptions.
Right.
And right. If you're that, the reason why it's so beautiful, if you go from being a humble student, may I be a humble student and learn?
Yeah.
Because there's always something to learn.
Right. Right. There is always something to learn. And sometimes in this business, you will see that the attitude or the emotion that's mm-hmm. coming to you or at you sometimes from the agent on the other side of the transaction, or sometimes from a client who's been disappointed or upset by something for any reason, because they're going through stress. If you come at it, not with an answer or with a solution or with a defense, but you come at it with curiosity, it goes a whole different way.
Oh yeah.
Than it
yeah.
could have otherwise. It's
because ego comes into play, right? So being a humble student is about getting your ego in check. That's what it really
is. Yes. And I think also if we look at it another way, as this career offers us the ability to learn and grow constantly and indefinitely. So there's always, and I think that's one of the things I love the most about this business is
yeah.
it's something different every single time.
Oh,
it always changes.
So true. And sometimes you're like, oh my God, that's never happened. And you're like,
yes. Yes. Like I say many times, every time I've never seen this before.
And it's so, that's what's so cool is that it sparks that curiosity. It sparks learning. We yes. as human beings need to learn and grow. If we don't learn and grow, we're dying. We're standing still like yes. scum on the pond water, right? So if you want to grow, just like muscles grow when you work them out and you stretch them, the more you stretch yourself, the more fulfilling life will be.
Yes.
And it's like that quote you said about fulfillment. Like the reason why people are not fulfilled is because you're doing the same thing day in and day out, day in and day out. Without growth. So yes. if you want to make progress, progress is about growth. Progress is about moving forward, making a step forward. It's about learning and stretching and being open-minded to say, huh, maybe this is a new way. That's how inventions are created. That's how new technology is created. That's how different ways of thinking is created. I just think it's so fascinating the world we're living in today is getting smaller and smaller because we're allowed to be connected. And in that connection, we can learn and grow from each other. And if you're open, it opens you up to so many beautiful opportunities of growth. And I just think it's been fascinating. And any yeah. agent I see that's open to that will go sky. They will leaps and bounds past people that are the ones that are just like, nope, we've always done it this way. And this is how we have to do it. And you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's one of the things when I'm looking to bring somebody into either my team or even a yeah. new coaching client, I'm onboarding them. I always ask, what are you doing to develop yourself personally yep. and professionally?
Yep.
And it's a yep. wide range of things. It could be anything. It could be a new exercise yep. class, or it could be a business class or something else. Yes. But I look for that growth because yes. they want to grow constantly. That I think is the differentiator, like you said, between somebody who is at their limit and stagnated and somebody who for whom there is no limit. And that's who I
love that.
The people who are limitless.
Yeah.
And then the last one that we said, which actually goes along with like this being open, is cooperating with other agents, being cooperative, yeah. which is a little bit of a controversial or maybe a, I don't know, you know, it goes against maybe the grain of how many agents think about the way that we should do the business, because sometimes the thought is we're on opposite sides, like we're adversarial with the person who's representing the other party. But your argument was that that shouldn't be how it is at all, right?
I think the reason I think we feel that way is because you're always in that concept of when someone wins, someone has to lose.
Mm.
There isn't a concept that both people can win, which yeah. is how I see it, because it's a win-win. Because yeah. at the end of the day, when I represent a client as a seller, I say, you want to sell this house, right? And you want a nice person to buy the house because you love your house. They're like, yes. And then, well, someone wants to buy the house. So isn't the goal to get you guys to go to the table happy, yeah. both sides happy?
Right.
Right. And they're like, yeah. So let's work together to get that done. Yeah. I mean, even in our MLS, multiple listing service, it says co-op agent, cooperative. Mm-hmm. Cooperation by definition is working together for a common goal. So how does that make sense? Like it doesn't need to be adversarial. It doesn't need to be it doesn't need to be ego over ego. I won, you did lost. Whenever it becomes mm-hmm. that way, no one really wins. It's a horrible taste in your mouth. Someone gets soured. It feels like you got ripped off and someone always feels wronged.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be that way. And I think if you come and then you can change it. You can change the tone by you being the one that step in and saying, hey, we all want the same thing. Doesn't matter what happened in the past. Let's move forward so we can get our clients where they want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you bring up such a good point in the fact that like being able to see the big picture and the common goal, if we can put that in front of people, that really helps. I think it'll be interesting to talk about this more in light of the upcoming changes that we know are coming to buyer agency, because what I'm seeing right now is it's almost creating more of a rift between like the buyer's agents and the listing agent. And, you know, the listing agent's now going to take all the commission and now I as a buyer have to beg.
It can be, but I think it's about how you have to remember if you're only going to be a listing agent, that's great. But at some point, if your listings are not selling because you're not paying, it takes both sides to make the deal happen. And unless you're really wanting to go and get the buyers for your listing, which may happen, then good for you. If you're that agent, great for you. I'm not saying, you know, that's the beauty about our business. You can be a discount broker. You can do whatever the hell you want to do in this business. It's your business.
Yeah.
But I think what shows a great agent is someone that understands, for the most part, if you show up as someone willing to be wanting to be worked with and someone that's willing to work together to get to the common goal,
Yeah.
You know, then I think you're going to be someone that people are going to want to work with. You're going to be the person that has a good reputation. You're going to be the person that when a multiple offer comes in, they're going to recommend the client go with your deal. You're going to be the person when they want to write on your house, they're going to recommend to the buyer, let's go write on this one, two equal houses. I know the listing agent on this one is kind and we're going to get the deal done.
Yeah.
And I think that's like really important to remember of how do you treat people? These are human beings. These are people's homes. This is not a game to be played with. And I think we're there to represent everybody in the best light, but doesn't mean do harm onto others to make that happen.
Yeah.
And I have that conversation with my clients. I'm here to represent you to my highest and best ability and keep you fiduciary, my responsibility. However, we are not here to hurt other people.
Mm-hmm.
Are we on common ground? Because if I get someone that's like, I want you to kill them, I'm like, well, we're not for each other.
Right. And nor does that really achieve their goals, which is what we are here as agents to do, is to be a vessel to help other people achieve.
A vessel, help, kind. That is a sign to me of an amazing agent.
Yeah.
And that's who you want on your team.
Absolutely. All right. So we gave you a free, we gave you five is what I'm trying to say.
Free five tips.
Yeah. For being a great agent. So humble student, we said, servant heart, consistency, cooperative, and don't be a secret agent. Talk about more of all of these things as we move on. I know we got to wrap, but thank you for joining us today. This has been So You Want to Be a Real Estate Agent. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
We are so grateful you have joined us today. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe to our show or share it with people that you think would benefit. And please remember to leave us a review or rating on the platform on which you are listening.
And if you've got questions about Tom Perry coaching, have the both of us here, please contact us directly. We would love to answer your questions, or if you're just curious, love to have a conversation. You can reach us at any of our social media outlets or shoot us a direct message.